International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. Listen now to this week's International Prayer Lesson, Number 7, The Great Question, Chapter 7. "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Matthew 9:28. "Everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Mark 9:23-24. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." John 11:25-27. Because of what we have seen and heard of Jesus Christ, our hearts are ready to say with Martha, "I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God." However, when it comes to the point of believing what Christ promises us regarding the power of the resurrection life, of his abiding presence every day and all the day, we do not find it so easy to say, "I do believe that this omnipotent, omnipresent, unchangeable Christ, our Redeemer God, will actually walk with me all day and give me the unceasing consciousness of his holy presence." It almost looks like too great a challenge to venture out with faith in his abiding presence. And yet, this is the faith that Christ asks us to have, and he is waiting to work within us. We must clearly understand the conditions by which Christ offers to reveal to us in experience the secret of his abiding presence. God cannot force his blessings on us against our will. He seeks in every possible way to stir up our desire and to help us to realize that he is able and most willing to make his promises true. The resurrection of Christ from the dead is his great plea, his all-prevailing argument. If God could raise the dead Christ, who had died under the burden of all our sin and curse, surely he can, now that Christ has conquered death and is to us the resurrection and the life, fulfill in our hearts his promise that Christ can be so with us and in us in such a sense that he himself should be our life throughout the day. And now, in view of what we have read and seen about Christ as our Lord, as our redeeming God, are we willing to take his word in all simplicity, in its divine fullness of meaning, and rest in the promise, "I will be with you all the day"? Christ's question comes to us, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Let us not rest until we have bowed before him and said, "Yes, Lord, I do believe." The practice of the presence of God. Trust in God and honor him, and he will bestow great graces upon you. God will never deceive you, and he will never let a person who is perfectly resigned to him suffer long. Resolve, "I will endure everything for his sake." You can learn to overcome the worry of anticipation. After you begin to experience more and more the ready success of divine grace upon all occasions, you will not worry about things before they happen. When the time comes for you to do your duty, you will find God as in a clear mirror, and he will empower you and make you fit to fulfill your obligations. Because of your many business affairs, sometimes you may find yourself diverted a little from the thought of God. After this happens, God will sometimes come to you with a fresh remembrance that will inflame and transport you in such a way that you may find it difficult to contain yourself. When you become more aware of the presence of God in your life, you may find yourself more united in Him in your outward employments than when you leave them for times of devotion. Dear God, it is far more easy for me to believe the content of the Scriptures than for me to believe that the promises you have made can really be effective in my life. Through much thought and study, I have come to believe that your word is true. But I need more experiences of trusting you and your promises in specific situations to have my faith in your powerful presence in my life strengthened. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Remind me of your promises in the midst of my every need. Strengthen my faith. Amen.